90.3 FM, Montreal.
We'll be right back. change. No man fine, woman acting strange. We no longer depend on man to earn a living. We going outside and earning we own shilling. Cause we woman have changed we cause.
Denise is the true boss right now. But when you hear those kinds of music, you know that you're locked into CKUT Boom Boom Time, the show that plays you the oldies, the old steel pans, old calypso, old soca, old R&B soul, disco, funk, and lots of old reggae. I am
Sister P.
You are
Flap, 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 flap,
flap, flap, flap, flap.
Answer.
I thought you were gonna go DJ Sarp.
I was thinking about it. But you know,
could you imagine DJ Storm? We're not calling any names, but Madame started her first day at a job today, so we had to let her out into the wild, and she's finished her shift, so she just called, "I'm ready now." Woo! What a long day. So those of you who grew up watching or also helping to raise DJ Storm, put out a little prayer out there for her, right? Because it's International Women's Week, right?
Exactly,
it's week.
Yeah.
Well, I hear it's the month, right? I mean, we know it as every day, but, you know, we give them Hallmark people a little something.
Well, yeah, you know, everything is for every day. We know that. But, you know, the businessmen and them had to put in the play in there to get their day. Actually, it's their day.
Yeah, but I don't think the businessmen have cards on this.
What?
Happy
no?
International Women's
Man,
Day
you
card.
Man, you're making joke by going to the like, store. You see all kind of cards. Big thing now, you know. I mean, not because we have all these
electronics
online. You could send a postcard or send a thing. Yeah, they're still doing the thing.
Yeah?
I mean, it's all about.
Originally, I know it was March 8th, right? So today we are the 6th, I think. Let's look at that.
Yeah, 6th.
Today's
six.
The 6th,
yeah.
Right? Mm. So you have something for me on Tuesday?
Who? Why? After all this work you put through.
All right. So today's programming.
After I hear your song, look how nice your song is.
Oh, you have me sounding nice. Well, I guess behind every great woman. Okay, don't go no further.
Oh, gosh, boy. You want
give your
that
props.
Thing too,
your props. Oh, your God, props. Your props.
Oh, gosh.
What do you say? Give you your flowers. Here, baby. Here's some carnations. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Could I have a little milk on that?
A little milk on the carnations. I thought it was the milk. All right. Nice. Mm. So today we're going to play woman's music. We're going to define in various ways, right? I put out a question, and in today's modern times, who are the women music makers, producers, singers? They have to either play instrument or sing or something. Who are the ones who have the gravitas, the cojones, who, beyond measuring by paper and Grammys, right, or American Music Awards, right? It has to be larger than them. The music transcends to, and that's how we're defining women in music today, right? So for sure, you started off with that anthem, and I doubt we were able to get an all-woman pan side to beat Woman Is Boss.
Not yet.
I didn't get that. We have to call our people. Hello, peoples out there listening. CKUT.ca, especially some of the veterans, right? What my pan man in town name?
Who's that? Which one? You want here? I know I could get Albino.
Albino, thank you.
Yes.
Yes, Martin, baby.
With the Golden Girls.
Yeah, Golden Girls.
Exactly. Yeah.
Tell us of any all woman pan sides around the world that we may not be locked
pan side
into.
Pan side, a song. You had to say pan orchestra.
Orchestra.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's pan side thing.
They get fussy now.
Yeah, man. That long time thing, man.
Orchestra.
You know, you had an orchestra.
Orchestra.
You know what I mean?
And all then, right. Of course, Denise Plummer in the steel pan calypso soca section, and you know, this woman really, 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 she got through it as a calypsonian. We have another one who, from 1986, but we just felt her title track, from her 1986 entrance into Skinner Park, which, you know, she speaks about it on YouTube. On YouTube, there's a fabulous, I wanted to cry just listening to it, right? But yeah, they weren't moving her. Yes,
yeah,
you're born in
know,
the
people who know about that event and what she went through in Skinner's Park. Yes, man, to come back from that to actually win the monarch. I mean,
we
just call that Calabash. We just call that. Calabashula, because you know why we call them Calabash?
They're whole.
They are more gods than Calabash, boy.
They're whole.
Yes.
No, I remember, when she won with Bajan from what's his name, wrote that tune for her, and then Tutu, they were quarreling in the press over it. Yes, to be toilet papered and essentially told that, okay, you're not really black, right? Stay in your lane. Right, stay in your lane. Go back to the little piano hotel bar and your. I think it was the classics.
Singing the classics.
Elitist.
Yeah.
Also, femme-centric and race. Race was in there too, but you know, it was a crazy time. You just come out of Black Power movement and people, whatever, and you know. But to see her go full circle to this day, right? Anyway, but if we want to talk about a woman who
been through.
Hey!
Oh, yeah.
And was pretty much said, no, Tanabak, come out of the arena.
Yes.
Right? The woman, and to today, she's doing. For me, this is one, and this song is totally apropos. Right? So. Yes? our girl man, Calypso Rose.
Oh, yes.
Eh?
Yes, yes,
eh?
Rose.
Oh, no, fe ha dresser, Her Majesty. Hey.
This is Caribbean vibes.
Trinidadians, what good dispositions? They know I've a tune when they hear it croon. So when I drop me bomb in the sun, they say it's class, give me the road match. Now they address me as Her Majesty. They say me music sweet and make what it wants to be. It does this way to jump on carnival.
Get away, how to get away, how to get away. Where the police come.
What a lala, you turn up in a your gap. Hey! Your doorway, that you know. For those of you who don't have gap, because I know some of you are going, what the hell is a gap? Anyway, my loves, so we continue here at CKUT 90.3 FM on your Montreal dials. The time is 4:30. Women's programming. You know? It's easy when you think of the soundscape of your life, you know, the soundtrack and every moment and things that you have done. But what happens when you get older and you start thinking about music in different ways? And I think that is one thing to appreciate music. It's another thing to know from whence it came and where was the artist's mind when they were creating that piece of music. And there are many artists whose journey, not only as women, but journey in the music field, just their lives, inform their writing. And of course, there is the ever-present Calypsonian. We've heard from two so far. We got a bit of Drupa T in that last little session right there. And of course, her being the first to go in the chutney soca world. And, you know, you figured by today's standard, yeah, man, I like this sound. I like how this sounded. Let's do this. No. Right? This was here, merging very, very different genres of music. And yeah, it was controversial. And as you're a woman, she, the name calling, you know, when aren't we slut puppies or whores or, you know, and we're, because we were only supposed to stay home and, you know, barefoot and pregnant, right? So she, it made her mark, right? And there are many. We'll hear from some of the more modern soca stars a little later on in this show. This next woman I want to get to, you know, boy, it's such a tremendous loss when she passed, right? And here's someone who likes singing Francine, one of her close colleagues, looking out into the world and saying, what is going on? And her music has definitely reflected that. Singing Francine, of course, taking the perspective of domestic abuse, but from our perspective and our house, and turned that into a real anthem there in the early 70s. All right, so we're going to move right over to the next artist that we have here. And boy, I mean, if I tell you, right, where would we be without singing Sandra in the midst, right? Where would we be by this titan? Major, major titan here on Boom Boom Time.
Why forgotten people. Yo, with dented pride, they sold ya on. Revolutions made politicians born. And often their tragic story brings a journalist glory. No wonder they view the world with scorn. From since the day they born, some call them rebels without a cause. These social victims of unjust scraps with the cockroach. Young Turks, they're turf protecting. Almost every young girl expecting. So tomorrow begs the tomorrow, there'll be another voice from the ghetto.
to decrease. While we still have good protection against severe illness, a booster dose produces more antibody.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
This piano piece may well sound ordinary to you, until you realize that it was taught to young Chloe just last week by Janet, who's still teaching at 81. Seniors bring so much to Quebec. Let's recognize their contribution. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
COVID-19 vaccines have helped protect us. Over time, the antibodies created after vaccination have been found to decrease. While we still have good protection against severe illness, a booster dose produces more antibodies that can help to strengthen our immune response. A booster dose is the best way to help protect yourself against severe illness related to COVID-19. Learn more and book your booster dose at canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada.
Good. Great. Not bad at all. A-okay. Tickety-boo. Fine, thanks. All good. It's going gangbusters. Just great. When people ask us how we're doing, we often say fine, even if it's not always the case. If you aren't fine, say something. To get help, call Info Social 811, because talking is the first step towards getting better. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
No, me, you know, not me at all. When time me bex, I telling you what's happening, right? Although I have to be honest with myself. Woman, and come now, woman, let me own up to some of the things we just do. Shh. Angel's not here. You went to go and pick up DJ Storm. I don't think he's listening, so let's talk. We like to do this thing when they say something that we don't like. You okay? Yes. Did I say something wrong? No. You're mad at me? No. Come on. How are you? I'm fine. No. Honestly, I'm okay. Uh-huh. Right? Although the smart ones know that if you're not talking and you're making the dinner extra good and you're meticulously putting the rice and peas on the plate, you're counting out the string beans and you fix it good and you put it down wordlessly and then you sit with your plate and you eat wordlessly, you never cut a piece of meat so nice in your life. No, let's roll up the music, all right? All right, do say if something's wrong. Maybe it's not to him. Maybe it's to that girlfriend, right? And don't keep it in your head. That has been disastrous for too many people. This is just human being common sense. But woman, you're not crazy. If it's roll around in your memory for a couple minutes and it comes back again, pay attention to that. That's your inner stomach talking, right? If I did follow my mind, and it was to follow my mind's eye, that's your mind's eye, right? Follow your mind. Sometimes even paying attention to some of them little dreams. You see three nights a week, the same dream. Something is coming. Pay attention to your inner self, right? You're smart. You got yourself this far. All right, we're going to step up the music right now in the soca section. This woman for me, young. I met her. She's a little bit younger than me. Yeah, I think about 6-7 years younger than me. But I remember seeing her, I think it's Brassarama, backstage VIP, something so, right? But she was so a little bit and tiny, right? But soon after, she was leading and was the front singer of Square One, right? And boy, the leader of the Bajan Invasion, right? And that's quite a feat. Up until now, we're seeing women in soca bands as the side piece, the pretty fluff piece. They could sing, they could hold their own, but somebody calls them up and it is this and they go back to the side. No, my girl led the band, all right? Right? And that came out of a many, many year relationship with the guys in the band, all right? So let's do it like this. This one was a popular one.
Get ready to whine! Get ready to whine! Follow my ding, ding, ding.
gong is your bam bam, posterior is your bam bam. So as the music go bram, we lay lay and we bam bam.
Make the bam bam jump.
Only roll my shoulder. Give me another 2 weeks, right? Right, right. Hope you're enjoying some of the music program today, selected today. Having a great time. I'm having all sorts of memories come through my head. Kakalele, of course, my girl Denise, right? Body positive music, right? And she's a big girl. She's a big girl. And I often think it's because very early she did a stint in the North America, I think it was Toronto for a while, right? And some of the dance hall influences, I think, speaks through. Definitely when she burst on the scene with that Kakalele. She was a whiner woman for a long time. She has that energy, that take no prisoners, whiner gal energy, but make no apology thing. And those are some real, real, real things that you have to take on. By the time you see we reach up to a little later in the show to people like Lady Saw, where you're just retelling, rebuying femininity and sexual identity politics, right? Yes, I could put on a short skirt, I could bend over, I could do this, I could do that, but I'm going to send you. I am wearing this and it's okay and I'm not a slut puppy. And some of these women have to navigate that course for sure, for sure, for sure. Memories, memories, memories. Listen, you see the heavy bumper one? My favorite memory was a dance. I can't remember if it's Andy who did Keep It at Polish Hall or Love Core. Mine says something. It could be both. And this song had no come out, and it was June. Very early June, before we even started for carnival or doing anything, right? Could have been the first fete of the real spring season. And this came on, and I tell you, some big people. When I say big, right? We know we heavy tea. Like me kind of mid-range big, but we say some good-sized people will look good, feel good, and they hit the dance floor with that one day. Hey, this next artist that I'm going to put on, Titan, because she is responsible for so many of the world's tapanaris music, and she burst out into my consciousness when she, after, you know, writing for all the who's who in LA and so forth, are working with very cream of the crop R&B African-American artist, comes back to Trinidad, pairs up with, of course, a Titan, right? Thank you for pairing soca and yoga, by the way, because that high fasting that you were doing with soca was not good for me. But thank you. I could slow it down and do soca now. But on this tune, right, Madame Angela Hunt. Last mass, Ronnie and Caro, when this come out. Hey, I well play myself. Hey. CKUT 90.3 FM, boom boom time, Sister P in the chair, and me I play the music today.
Bowling. As soon as I was introduced to Carnival, they say I lose.